The water's fine, but he just.
One, we are here on March 1st at the Economic Development Committee of Town Council of Mount Pleasant, and right on time, which is really nice. None of our meetings seem to be going over today. So the first thing is this call to order, and the second item is the approval of minutes. Do I have a motion for the February 1st, 2021 minutes?
I'll move for approval.
Second.
All right, we have a motion and a second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. None opposed? All right, our third item is public comments. Do we have anybody here with a public comment in regard to economic development? Thank you. Seeing none, we will move on to item number four, review of economic development initiatives and successes. I had talked to Christiane Farrell, who has been really doing several people's jobs while we have someone out on maternity leave, and I'm sure she does lots of several people's jobs from time to time, about where we stand overall on economic development for the town. We've worked hard on a lot of things. Some of them we have summed up before, but not necessarily totally. And also, there's a lot of things that we're working on that haven't been brought to council because they didn't need to be. That doesn't mean that they aren't great successes for the town. There could have been efforts behind the scenes to help recruit or encourage people, but it just didn't need zoning or anything that we had to review. So if we will take it away, Ms. Farrell, I'd appreciate it.
Do you want to introduce?
Yeah, I'm happy to kick it
off. Okay, great.
Madam
Sorry,
Chair,
Mr. DeMora.
I know Christiane has several comments to make too, but if we could go maybe to the next slide. Well, this is where you're going to start, huh? So I'll go ahead and make some initial comments.
Okay.
and then chime in a little bit later. But as you had mentioned, the economic development and business development duties have been spread throughout my office for many months now. And I have to say, on the economic development side, there's been as much activity as ever. And there have been several wins and several successes. We have a list to show you here in a moment that I think would surprise some because there have been several projects that fit right with the target industries for Mount Pleasant that we're happy to talk about. So I'm going to turn it back over to Christiane because I know she wants to walk through some of this.
Yes. Good afternoon. To start with, you know, we've been working on economic development for many, many years. I've been here for a little while, and it seems like it's always been, you know, a little bit of a component of the planning department and beyond. But in 2013, we actually developed the economic development strategy mission that you see displayed right now on the screen, where we were really looking at what can we do in terms of job creation, what can we do to promote the prosperity of our community, and decided to take it as a two-pronged approach, your economic development piece and then your business development piece. So starting first with talking about the economic development piece, the goals that we outlined within our plan then and our mission, and they're still consistent today, was to make sure that we aligned our strategy with what Charleston County Economic Development was accomplishing and what some of their goals and pillars were, Charleston County Regional Development Alliance, and then the Charleston Chamber, and kind of see where their strengths fit with our strengths. And then also, of course, to support, retain people where we can, and we're going to talk a little bit more about that when we talk about the successes in just a second, and grow our existing businesses, especially those that provide service, you know, beyond just the town of Mount Pleasant, that they are doing work nationally or globally. The graphic that you see in the center is a new graphic that was has been shared with by Charleston County Regional Development Alliance that talks about the different pillars and areas that they pursue. We certainly recognize that we don't fit all of these. So, you know, when it comes to aerospace or even the automotive, those are not where we really have anything so much to offer. But when it comes to the information technology, the logistics, and the life sciences, we have a lot of successes. And then further, as CRDA is starting to look at what else can we do in our region, and where can we be more successful? They're already talking about expansion with finance and corporate, and certainly we have, especially recently, been very successful. And this is exactly the type of community, I think, that it'd be supportive, and certainly has been expressed by this committee and others, that we would want to include and pursue. So, did you have a question? Yes, ma'am.
Before you move on, just a comment rather than question. Some of this, we know that CRDA, of course, and also Charleston County Economic Development do work on the macro picture. And so I've mentioned it once before, but I'm going to reiterate because this all fits together. While we were still very much in the throes of the virus situation back in the fall, and really not a whole lot was happening that was visible, was when I asked both Lauren Sims and Christy Ann, could we do something where we meet remotely with each of those bodies? And it was really more of a, let's let them know we're anxious to get things going when we get to a place where we can have meetings again and when we can, but in the meantime, we'd like them to keep some of these important areas in mind. And so one of the things, one of the purposes of that, and it was, I thought, a successful, I mean, there were two things, well, you're going to talk about one of them, but two things that came out of that, but one of them was, I don't think they realized how serious Mount Pleasant is about the certain key areas of our community. And I don't know if you're going to touch on, I looked at it, but I don't know if you're going to touch on the geographic areas so much. So I'll just mention, you know, which are the Ferry Wharf and Patriots Point, both of those projects, which are very much on the way, already happening. And then, of course, at the port site and down Long Point Road and that whole corridor, and then out in the Carolina Park with the land that's there. So this is all fitting together, and Christy Ann has had some great ongoing things, which I think you're going to discuss now.
Yeah, you've given me a very good segue into the next slide and talking about what we've been doing to kind of foster those relationships where we do have the alignments. So starting first with Charleston County Economic Development, the dialogue these past few months with them has been tremendously increased. Project Cruise is something that we can't really talk about a whole lot. It's going to be on another slide in just a minute where we talk about our wins and successes, but it's something that's moving forward. We're working with Charleston County Economic Development on the announcement from last week for O-Matic software, which is now going in at Ferry Wharf. So those were two big wins, or one's coming still, but that was a big win for us. And then the other thing that really came out of this particular committee that has we've seen some energy is the other potential new businesses. And what this really means here is remember that y'all asked us to put together sort of an inventory of vacant spaces. So we've been sharing that with CRDA and Charleston County Economic Development Group, and they have actually used that to call upon us and to try to get more information as they've tried to find places to put people. And I'll show you how we've improved that a few slides later on, so we can continue to share that information with both of our partners there. So a lot of good movement in that direction. CRDA, Ms. Landing, you're exactly right. Continued discussion with them on the high impact clusters, and we have been having quarterly meetings, virtual meetings right now still, with Brent Jonas and Mike Graney, both with CRDA, and it's you certainly sat in on one of our initial ones and helped us get that launched. But we've continued with that with staff, meeting quarterly and talking about what they're seeing in the region, and sharing what we are experiencing here. And so it's a good way to keep in touch there. And it's actually what led to the next item, the BCD COG, this grant. I mentioned this briefly last month, but I've done a little more work on it since then. The COG was awarded this grant from the Economic Development Administration, and I've been in touch with Catherine Basha. She's the planning director for the COG, who has brought me up to speed a little bit more with what we're doing with this grant. So it's an economic recovery and resiliency plan. They're going to be doing a SWOT analysis for identifying the regional impacts of COVID. And further going to use that to measure like what really makes us a healthy Charleston. And so it's very holistic. It will get into the economy, but also some other issues in the Charleston area that become relevant in terms of how we operate. They're going to use that to try to further define the pillars. We've already talked about the pillars where we have some successes, but this is maybe the finance and the corporate can be added as additional pillars. And then they're going to look at what our infrastructure and service needs are to in order to support this advancement. So they've already hired a consultant. They've hired HDR. I've been in touch to try to find out where they are with the public process. They will be going out into the community. And I've offered that we will certainly host a public outreach effort here. But that's a really good place for us to try to fit in, too, as we revisit post-COVID, hopefully, as we work our way to post-COVID, where we might stand in the Charleston region. Next, on there, just talking about a couple of other things. Mr. DeMore is actually our representative on the South Carolina Economic Developers Association, so I don't know if you have anything more to add to that, but recognize that we have that. And then finally, at the recommendation of CRDA, I joined the Charleston Trident Association of Realtors, their commercial investment division. They have monthly meetings. I'll actually be going to one this Thursday where they're going to have the National Association of Realtors there to talk about current trends and what's going on in the commercial world. So then, where are we with all of that? So we've been having a lot of good discussions with our partners recently. But we've also started to see some good things in our community. And so what you see on this particular slide, the wins and successes, there's a reminder in the corner of where we seem to fit best in terms of the high impact clusters and pillars, the IT, the logistics, the life sciences, and then finally the potential addition of finance and corporate. Some of these have been around for a little while, like Huebner, although Huebner not too long ago expanded. Choate, and by the way, that's probably the only one we have that would actually fit in the automotive category potentially there. But a number of these, well, all of them anyway, pretty much fit within the IT, logistics, life science, and so on. Q4 was just an expansion for us last year. Level Wing is expanding right now. We were very lucky to find a new place for them here in the town of Mount Pleasant, and they are staying within our community. The big wins right there all together at the Ferry Wharf for all that finance and corporate with Bank of America, Serendipity Labs, the Omatic that was just announced this past week. Obviously, very excited when the port decided to come over this direction because we hope that that will bring some additional things our way. Life Sciences, MUSC, Southeastern Spine, their huge expansion this past year fits within that category. The hotels, we still, even though it's not necessarily fit within these pillars, the tourism industry I think is important to us. Embassy Suites actually opened today and is our first that has real corporate and conference and event space. And so we will be looking to do, and we have already inquired, we'll be doing some sort of celebration and opening event with them, trying to get that scheduled now. And then a couple of other things, Project Cruise, I mentioned that we have been working with Charleston County ED on that particular project that we are very excited about. It was supposed to be announced in April. And then Project Headquarters is another one that is just potentially getting launched. Hopefully with some success there.
Can I make a comment?
I'm sorry.
Yes, two quick things. One is I'm going to start with the last thing, which is before anybody worries, since it's still in this sort of discussion and secretive stage, but don't think we're going to try to bring cruise ships to Mount Pleasant. That's just not happening, okay? It's just a code name that really is not the same thing as what it sounds like. First time I saw it, before I knew, I said, okay, I know that wouldn't work, so. All right, are we allowed to know where Level Wing is going?
They are going into the old East Shore O2 Fitness Club, so right there near Public Queensborough.
Yeah, oh my gosh, yeah. Okay. All right, and then also I'll just mention, so tell us about O-Matic software, because that is brand new, right? And isn't that, was in the paper, like over 100 jobs or something?
Mm-hmm. It is. Over 5 years, over 100 jobs. They were awarded some grant funding through South Carolina Economic Development and are one of the starting to close out the spaces in Ferry Wharf building over there. But yes, so that was the big announcement last week.
And then the other thing I wanted to mention, Serendipity Labs, if you haven't seen that when it was in the paper or gone by their location, that is a super cool, I mean, that's a great way to say it because it is very, very cool. They even have a green wall of things growing and all, and they have all kind of art on the of local artists on the walls and everything else. But what it is an incubator that's kind of a higher-end incubator. Like, not all these are startups. They're just businesses that don't need, it's like more than what the Bowman Road location used to have. It's probably a little further down the road than maybe what the, is it 360, no, 460, the one that does incubator things over on Long Point. But what it does is it has quite a bit of space, and because it's right there in the building with a lot of other very established businesses, I'm seeing some pretty big name folks coming in to check that out and maybe have it be sort of a bulkhead to see what it would be like to have something in Mount Pleasant. So I think we have an incredible opportunity there that people can rent a space for a period of time and have executive services if they need it, but at the same time they can grow right here. The other thing I want to mention before we go on from this, because again, I don't think this is jumping the gun on what you were saying, is there was a recommendation, and I mentioned it once before, but I'm going to reiterate, and it was David Ginn of CRDA that said, you know, you might want to put together like a brochure, an official brochure of what is Mount Pleasant when it comes to economic development. And we talked about this, and we gave a lot of thought to it. Now, we didn't bring it to committee at the time because it was still a preliminary idea, so we're not, it's not on the agenda, but I'm just going to say what we came up with at the time was that we have these certain areas that each have their own ideal things, and I'd hate to think that we would get pigeonholed into one thing as being our main thing. Like, for instance, healthcare. Healthcare is huge here. It's our biggest employers. But we want to also grow in other ways, and we don't want people to think, oh, you wouldn't want to bring tech here, or you wouldn't want to bring financial here, when all of these things and the different parts of town lend themselves. So I don't know if we can even discuss it as an item, but I just wanted to just throw that out, that that's why we haven't already looked into doing that.
We can certainly, this information that we've been pulling together for this, as well as the business development piece, our work with CRDA and Charleston Economic Development, I think all lends itself to being able to really put something together.
It might actually be more general.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Yes, we can do that. Yes, ma'am. So,
Christine, I think it's important to spend another minute here, Madam Chair, if you don't mind. You know, Huebner is a manufacturing. We're thinking about leaving. We've had active involvement in keeping them here. Choate is a headquarters, active involvement in that. GEER, Q4, Launch, Level Wing, E-Group, all of those. Active involvement by the town of Mount Pleasant to either recruit or maintain and expand. Some of the financial firms didn't have as much active involvement. I mean, Bank of America, Merrill Lynch, TD, Fidelity, they came because they love what Mount Pleasant offers and the quality of the community. We've talked about some of the others, O-Matic, the increase in the expansion of our healthcare cluster, for sure, excellent jobs. And then Project Headquarters is the latest one, which is hopefully will be in position to give you more details on that soon. But that directly involves an economic development, the expansion of an economic development corporation that is in the town of Mount Pleasant right now. So this has been some good work and some good movement, and I just wanted to highlight some of those.
And, you know, I'm glad you did, Mr. DeMora, because three of those you mentioned, Huebner, GEER, and Q4, all had specific issues or problems, and it involved your office, it involved Christiane, it involved me. I went out personally with and talked to folks or had phone calls with, and each one of them we were able to work through some issues so that they wouldn't decide to go somewhere else. But the neat thing about it is that in addition to choosing to stay here and grow here, each one of them have the potential to bring a whole lot more jobs down the road, and not that far down the road. So every time we have a win, it's great, but every time we can keep someone, that's a really big win too.
Exactly.
Thank you.
Exactly. Well, from here, I'm going to switch over to the business development side of things and talk very quickly about that, because we have a lot that goes on there as well. A couple of focus areas: retention, recruiting, and empower our businesses. This is where we have the partnerships with the Chamber, our Chamber, Mount Pleasant Chamber, Low Country Local First. Been some good activity just the beginning of this year with them. The East Cooper Hospitality Alliance, you know, we're still doing some virtual stuff, but doing what we can to support our hospitality industry through that. Our local businesses are town proud, continue to promote those. Local vendor, we actually talked about that this morning in one of our other committees, that we have right now 44 local vendors, and so far this year, I think it was, Marcy, $5.4 million for this fiscal year have been afforded through our local vendor program. The ribbon cuttings, I think this number has even increased since I put this slide together. We've been doing very well beginning of this year, so, which is great to see. A bunch of new folks coming, new businesses to our community. And then we do what we can, too, to promote through our Around the Town newsletter. Actually, 2 weeks ago, our focus was Pitt Street, because they've had a lot of stress on Pitt Street lately with the construction, and those businesses are important to us, and especially to that little neighborhood. So that was our focus, or our spotlight, and Around the Town just a couple of weeks ago. A second ago, I mentioned the vacant commercial spaces. This is something that you all asked about several months ago, and we showed you kind of just a little spreadsheet last month, but a combination of efforts between our business community folks, our planning folks, and then our folks in EDS have taken it to a whole nother level. And this is, I think we're very excited. We'll continue to polish this, because Charleston County ED did use this and has been using this. So what you can see that we've put together here is, now Chris, recall that this is not every vacant space in the town of Mount Pleasant. Our focus was a lot of like the grocery spaces, or like Jim and Nick's that was closed, and that sort of stuff. So here you can see where folks can look and see, all right, well, how many spaces do they have available that are over 70,000 square feet? Or you can see all the different sizes. We've put together information in terms of what the zoning is, what those properties are zoned, and then also height information. And then for each one, and I'm not going to go through them all, I'm going to breeze through real quickly, but we put together this information so they can see a photo, where's the location, about how big is it, what's the height, and make it a lot easier for our partners, Charleston County ED and CRDA, to be able to share this information as people are interested. So we've got that Cracker Barrel, Carrabba's, Long Point Grill, a couple of spaces, and I'm not going to stop on them all. But we were excited. I was excited about what we've put together, and hopefully it will be useful to as we move forward. And so with that, Ms. Landing and committee, that was what we have prepared for this particular agenda item. Mm-hmm. And if y'all have any questions, additional questions or comments, need to go back to anything, then we are happy to do it.
Committee?
I don't have anything.
Laura? Ms. Hyatt? Okay. Well, thank you very much. That was very comprehensive and great information, and I'm so glad that we have this. And visuals mean a lot, as much as, you know, words can say a few things, but we all know, you know, the old saying is true about the pictures having 1,000, speaking 1,000 words. So, let me see. So if they see something and then they'll call you and say, here's what we're thinking, or how does that go about? If they hear about someone who's looking for space mm-hmm. somewhere in
they,
Charleston
they,
County.
They had a business that was looking for a space that would be about as big as a grocery store, mm-hmm. needed a pretty big space, and wanted to understand what we had available, and had a few more zoning questions actually with it. So I'm glad that what we've put together now mm-hmm. actually has the zoning information on it to see what may or may not be allowed in a district, understanding our NORS ordinances, things like that.
Mm-hmm. So. If we were going to, like you talked about, do an actual brochure that could then be handed out for prospective businesses and so forth and organizations, is that something you're going to need us to vote on or do something for you?
I don't think so, but we can put it together and bring it back for you to
consider next month?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. Because I think there was talk about maybe having a group do that for us, like a marketing group or something.
We've got several folks that we can rely on for that.
Oh, so you actually already have people that are contracted?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, we can.
Great. Well, thank you. Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, that concludes item number four. So moving on to item number five, this is an update on the quality of life initiatives. And we know that there's a lot of things that go into quality of life. It's been brought up before, things like the Mount Pleasant Way and other major projects. But on economic development, we were thinking of things that that actually can be done through, maybe actually in some cases referred to other committees, but start with us just because we know that when people love to live somewhere, they tend to bring their business there too. So can you then give us an update on those?
Yes, ma'am. So Ms. Landing, you actually suggested a couple of different things all outlined here. And so we've done some more research and have some information for you to consider with each of these. First of all, with the idea of the reusable bags and the art contest, we're pretty much ready to roll with it. We've, if y'all would like for us to proceed, we've got an application already designed. You can see that we've already got a logo that we can put on the website to have artists apply. We would run it through the Cultural Arts and Pride Committee for them to choose a winner for it, and then we could proceed with the production of bags that could be available as described, farmers market, town events, and so on. The cost estimate is reflected there, and that was just without having a design or a bag selected, just a kind of an initial cost estimate for that many bags if we wanted to proceed with it. But we're ready to go and ready to facilitate this if y'all would like for us to proceed.
A couple comments or questions on this. One is that the initial idea was to have this as a way to promote an environmentally friendly approach that works with businesses instead of telling them what to do. We would offer something that they could then offer to their customers, either through selling it or if they purchased them and gave them out as a promotional item. It also was a way to have people take Mount Pleasant home with them, you know, for an inexpensive souvenir, essentially. The reason it's on economic development is because, we're also business development. We want to make sure our businesses know we're trying to, work with them and not, like I said, not always just have rules for everything. So the question I have is, one, I think I asked you in an email and you said that it's difficult to do, and that is, can we have something that could be sold at, like if this is something that we need to use some taxpayer money in order to set it up, then can we also sell in order to recoup that and bring it back so it ends up being a net cost of zero to taxpayers?
I think we would need to review it a little bit further. We're currently working on some other ideas of setting up an online shop, which is not quite the same as this, but there are, I think, things that we would need to consider if we, for example, wanted to go to the local grocery stores and have them buy it. I think we'd have to work with our finance department a little bit more to see exactly how all of that could potentially work. As we have it set up right now, these could be available for free at events such as the farmers market. But if we wanted to actually have someone sell them for us, I think we need a little more investigation as to how that would work.
Does anybody have a thought on it?
My only thought is I think that if, based on the popularity, a business may want to sponsor this.
That's what I was thinking.
Get one of the a back corner or something with their business logo on it, and then pay us for that. I think we should think about using any of our general fund money for something like this.
I agree. That's what I was thinking, is either have sponsors on the back and or have it be. And also, if we could just double check, because I think $3 to, what is that, $6? $3 to $6 a bag seems like a lot to me. Most of the time when you see these sold, even in other communities that are, beautiful, that actually have things that people will use it and care that they have it and not just have a throwaway one, that they that they don't usually cost quite that much. So is it possible to, one, look into a higher quantity that might bring the cost down a little bit per bag?
Since you asked me that this morning, okay, we've already inquired on it, and he said that the price could come down a bit. I'm not sure what a bit meant, really, but it could come down a bit. But he said right now, actually, inventory is would be probably our greatest challenge.
Oh.
So we would have to work through that.
Okay. All right. And originally, this was going to go to CAPS because this cultural arts and pride kind of thing. And so could they put it on their agenda as an item, rather than us just saying yes, go forward, because if we could get sponsors, which I think is highly possible.
Oh yeah,
I think easy. Good.
No,
and not have it cost taxpayers anything.
Absolutely,
I think that would be
We will work with them and have them. I'm not sure when their next meeting is, but we'll see if we can get it on their next agenda.
Okay, so part of what we hope this would do is create awareness of using reusable bags. Right now, I think most of you have probably observed what I observe is when you go to the grocery stores, because they can't use plastic because of our ordinance, and some of them won't even pack a reusable bag because of COVID. You actually do see a tremendous amount of paper bags being used, which is not good for the environment. And so this is partly about awareness of something great that Mount Pleasant is doing to help promote things that are environmentally positive. But in addition, the art contest would be hopefully something that we could get the kids in school excited about, because anybody can submit.
Right.
So,
yes.
So can we just refer this to CAPS to go ahead and maybe work on those two aspects? How would we, well, you said you have the details of working out, rolling out a contest.
Yes.
You have that part
worked
out.
We've already got that.
So really the only thing would be is if we can come up with how we would get sponsors.
Yes, ma'am.
If we don't need CAPS to do it, if you can do that one last.
No, we want to run this through them anyway,
okay.
I think, ultimately, have them handle the contest so we can go ahead and introduce it to them.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Thanks.
Okay. Let's see. You also, Ms. Landing, last month talked about tree planting opportunities, recognizing just the value that trees add to our community, and where there are some programs that we could look into potentially that would allow for even expansion of some tree planting opportunities. With the assistance of the planning department, we've reviewed a couple of different things that I'll share with you. First of all, the Arbor Day Foundation does have a program, this outlined here, the Community Canopy Program, where the town would actually partner with them. We would give them a certain amount of money, X amount of money. They then would purchase the trees, make sure that they worked with the property owners on proper placement of the trees, on pieces of property. We could roll this out fairly quickly if we wanted to pursue it. The only thing that I would comment on with this one is, as I looked at it, it was rather expensive. Mm-hmm. At $40 to $50 a tree was
a lot
of money. And I think a lot of that probably had to do with the software program where they help you with the placement of the trees on there. So we also looked at the idea of a town-sponsored tree sale or giveaway, and we've done some things like this in the past where we've coordinated with the farmers market and kind of had a booth and provided opportunities for folks to pick up trees. We could certainly still work on that and try to do that again. We couldn't do that very quickly. We would probably need to do that more in the fall. Maybe catch one of the later farmers markets, or even try to do it to target, as you can see on that bottom bullet there, with the South Carolina Arbor Day, which is in the beginning of September. This one takes a little bit more staff time because we would have to work with the local nurseries to try to acquire any of the trees in advance there. So these are just two programs. I want to go to the next slide, though, and share with you the other one to talk a little bit more about our tree bank program that already exists. I think that would probably be our recommendation if we wanted to look into this, potentially promote our tree bank program a little bit more. I think that perhaps enough people aren't aware of this particular program that we have. What's really nice about this particular program is there's not really any work for staff. Folks come in and they say, we want to participate in the grant program. They go to CAP. CAP will award them, assuming that they feel like it meets you know, our program, CAP will award them a grant. It's a reimbursable grant. So it, and it's typically HOA, Civic Properties, East Cooper Garden Club does it a great deal. But they go out, they buy the trees, they plant the trees, and then reimburse them half of, we reimburse them half of the cost through the grant. It's I think probably an underutilized program that if we did some more promotion or even wanted to look at expanding the program in any way, expanding any of the funding to it, or even get to one point one day where it could be an opportunity for maybe private properties. Like I said, it's typically HOA, but when I say private properties, I mean either residential or commercial properties. That would probably be our recommendation because it seems to be a good program that's not very intensive in terms of staff time, and it's fairly cost effective, and we've got the tree bank money to support it as it is. So here are three options for y'all to consider, but if
Thank you for all of that. Again, I know some people probably think, what does this have to do with economic development or business development? But in fact, what it has to do with is quality of life and how do you keep a town that's growing as fast as ours. By the way, I was looking something up the other day, and do you know that according to a number of sources, we're now 95,000. I mean, every time you turn around, we supposedly have jumped again. And the idea was, what if we had something where we actually had everybody in town saying, hey, let me plant a tree. And if someone didn't feel like doing it or didn't have the resources, we can either provide the resources elsewhere or we can plant additional ones for people that don't want to do it and have one day, like a Saturday or something, where the whole town goes out and some people don't have room in their yard, but maybe we know a place in the town that could use a buffer. And so that might be something where you're planting Leyland cypresses because they grow up from tiny little seedlings very fast to very tall hedges. So the question becomes, it's not just an economic development subject, it's more of a town, you know, community bonding kind of thing. Yeah. And so is there a way that we can turn this? Because if we say, well, sure, we'll make the tree bank available to more groups, I can tell you I brought it up with a group. I met with the Homeowners Association recently on some issues they were having, and I mentioned the idea, and they were all over it. They said, we love that. We would be happy to be involved. We'd be happy to promote it through our newsletter and also to be actively involved in actually getting trees and planting. So the question is there a way we can do this where it actually is widespread all at once?
I think there's a couple of things. Yeah, I think we could and probably should promote our tree program a little bit more, give it more visibility on our website and promote it out in the community more. In doing this work, in preparing this particular section, the planning department was very helpful, and that led to discussions about how this particular element fits back with the whole neighborhood, the new neighborhood division, and that maybe they will have an opportunity to kind of take this and capture this and promote it a little bit further. So I think with their help, along with CAP and what we have here, because CAP administers this program, we could look perhaps towards the end of the year, what you're expressing, Ms. Landing, towards the December Arbor Day way to promote this further, both through our tree bank and through some efforts with the planning department.
Was it December or September?
It's December.
December?
December 3rd. Yes, ma'am. That's the South Carolina Arbor Day.
I don't know if people want to get out and plant a tree on December 3rd, do they?
I don't know, but it seems like
it needs to be done when it's not quite so cold. Yeah, spring. Yeah, you'd think spring or fall.
No, actually, fall is a really good time for tree planting. Yeah. Actually, yeah. Then
maybe
after winter,
maybe we could just move away from Arbor Day and just do it in the fall.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
we could.
Earlier. Okay. All right. Well, if there's any next steps, thank you for presenting all that. I really appreciate it, and I hope that we can continue to encourage people to see what a great community we have and bring their businesses here due to that. Thank you. Yeah. Well, are there any other questions or comments at all on that or any other matters? All right. Well, that being said, thank you so much for your time today, and our meeting is adjourned.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.